Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Good day. My name is Rashita Durant, staff member at the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. Today in Bajan History, we head to a small courtroom in Bridgetown, where community, illness, and justice come together in an everyday story of early 20th century Barbados. Between 1915 and 1918, friendly societies played a vital role in the lives of Barbadians. These were community groups formed by working men and women who supported each other in hard times. Long before national insurance or public health care, this served as the island's safety net. Members paid a few pence each week and in return could receive help if they fell ill or lost a loved one, a people's welfare system. One such member, Agnes Hutchinson of Stevenson Road, took the Bridgetown Friendly Society to court. She claimed she had been denied the sick relief promised under its rules. Agnes had fallen ill with rheumatism and presented medical certificates confirming her condition. At first, she received a week's payment and a small sum for her doctor's visit, but soon after, her benefits were stopped. When her letters and further medical notes brought no response, she turned to the courts for justice. Judge W.W. Goudie heard the case and sympathized with her situation. However, he ruled against her because she did not appeal within the society's strict 3-day rule. The law, as it stood, favored the society. This case offers a glimpse into how ordinary Barbadians built their own systems of care. They were rooted in discipline, mutual aid, and community spirit before formal social services existed. And though those early friendly societies have faded, their legacy lives on in our credit unions, church groups, and community organizations. The story of Agnes Hutchinson reminds us that even a century ago, fairness, dignity, and care for one another was a way of life in Barbados.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy, and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.